USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Over 25 million people will be losing access to the extra $600 in federal unemployment benefits that were designed to help jobless workers keep afloat after the coronavirus pandemic brought the economy to a standstill. Lawmakers are still haggling over the next stimulus bill. Democrats pushing for the extension of the $600 in extra aid, but Republicans only seeking $200 per week. Most workers have already received their final July check to include the $600 in extra pay, according to the National Employment Law Project. Many states disperse their unemployment benefits on weeks that end on Saturdays or Sundays, which means the final benefits were sent to jobless workers on July 25th or July 26th. The impact to households and the U.S. economy will be immense. Even if lawmakers come to an agreement next week on a deal to extend extra unemployment benefits, there will be a gap of at least 2 weeks until jobless workers get new aid. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k now into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Alaroot listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer fees up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, just go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Hurricanes are headed for the U.S. East Coast, and USA's Tim Berg has details.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says his state is getting ready for Hurricane Isaias, the governor declaring a state of emergency in all of the counties along the eastern coast.
While we can't be certain of the exact track of the storm, certainly can't be sure about the intensity it will ultimately reach, we do expect to see impacts even if the storm remains off our shore.
The governor also reminding residents,
so please keep up with official updates and make sure you have a plan and have 7 days worth of food, water, and medicine.
A federal appeals court has vacated the death sentence of the Boston Marathon bomber based on the opinion that the judge in the case did not vet the jury properly with regards to possible bias stemming from pretrial publicity. Tsarnaev was convicted and sentenced to death in 2015 for carrying out the April 15, 2013 attack. The attack killed three people and injured more than 260 others. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Dr. Anthony Fauci told House lawmakers that he believed President Trump's actions during the early stages of coronavirus saved American lives. Fauci went on to say that he was actively involved in the administration's decision to restrict air travel to the U.S. from Europe and China. For months, pundits have speculated about a rift between Trump and Fauci as the latter's national profile has risen during the pandemic. Three people have been charged with carrying out the hacking attack on Twitter in mid-July, in which the accounts of prominent people were taken over. State authorities in Florida say 17-year-old Graham Ivan Clark was the mastermind of the attack. He now faces 30 state felony charges, and federal charges may also be filed. Federal authorities also announced that Mason Shepard of Bangor Regis in the United Kingdom was charged with conspiracy to commit wire fraud, conspiracy to commit money laundering, and the international access of a projected computer. Nima Fazeli of Orlando was also charged by federal authorities with aiding and abetting the international access of a protected computer. The arrest came after an intensive investigation by the FBI, IRS, Secret Service, and the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. The accounts targeted in the attack included those belonging to Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Kanye West, Microsoft founder Bill Gates, and entrepreneur Elon Musk. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us. You can listen live anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.